You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Oinky Lux sat around the empty farmhouse table, Trotter massaging his furrowed brow, trying to coax the pounding headache he was nursing into submission after his staring standoff with Dharma. Neither pig blinked. After hours and hours, they slowly backed away from each other, Oinky satisfied that the investigation he has called will get to the bottom of the matter, and Dharma retreating to his wallow, flicking a trotter furiously between his eyes and Oinky's in a fierce show of determination and defiance. This battle was far from over. It was then that Oinky heard the toot, toot, toot of the weekly inter-farm animal truck. Depressingly, the truck was filled to the gunnels each week with Kiwi Farm's best and brightest, all departing in the search of greener pastures. Oinky knew he needed to stem the tide before Kiwi Farm lost its most productive workers, knowing that relying on imports simply was not the answer to get Kiwi Farm back on track. Then, in a flash of self-identified brilliance, Oinky looked up slowly to see Winnie Ben as he clopped into the room.
Winnie, we need a road trip. Blow out the cobwebs. Bring some sheep along. They always love a free graze, exclaimed Oinky.
Winnie Ben looked at his cue-ball-craved commander and balked.
Say what, Oinky? A road trip, Winnie. Blossom Farm have been sending invitations to meet. They love what we make here on Kiwi Farm. I think an outing will buck up everybody's spirits. Come on, let's get the old farm truck out and spark her up.
Oinky Lux pushed past Wind Ben with great excitement and fervour. There was no deterring him from implementing his grand idea.
Oinky, don't you think we should take the inter-farm truck? It's regular and reliable. That old farm truck of ours, well, it's well past our use-by date. How, Winky? I bought the bloody thing back when I came into the farmhouse, and it was second-hand even then.
Oh, hogwash, Winnie. It'll be fine. Gather up the sheep. I want to be off first thing in the morning, exclaimed Winky.
So bright and early the next morning, with sun reflecting off Oinky's freshly polished chrome dome, key members of the farmhouse staff, a smattering of sheep, and a nervous-looking truck driver, Sid Swine, gathered for a long, long, long drive to Blossom Farm. They loaded up and trundled down the bumpy farm driveway. Oinky stood at the front of the truck with a massive smile.
Okay, team, who's going to start me off with a chorus of the wheels of the truck go round and round?
The sheep groaned. This was going to be a very long trip indeed. Several hours later, and after many choruses of the wheels of the truck and 100 little yellow corn cobs, the driver spluttered into a roadside garage to take on more fuel. The truck lurched to a halt and let out a hiss and a cough, as if it was a last dying breath. The animals all disembarked to stretch their weary trotters and tails. A couple of the sheep saw Oinky in an animated discussion with Sid, the old driver. His trotters were gesticulating wildly, and Oinky was not looking best pleased. Then next minute, before all the animals could even gather their thoughts to reload on the old truck, Oinky was seen with a trotter flapping madly, waving down the inter-farm transport truck. It screeched to a stop, and Oinky climbed aboard and then disappeared down the road in a cloud of dust. The animals, Kiwi Farm, looked on in sheer disbelief. It was then Sid Swine, who looked as stunned as the sheep, and he sighed.
Yeah, sorry, lads. It appears the wheels on the truck no longer go round and round. Who wants a beer?
And with that, the animals all piled into the neighbouring roadhouse barbecue for a beer, and many dreaming that it was Oinky who was on the menu as they contemplated what's next. Tune in next week to hear how the animals of Kiwi Farm are faring, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.